Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going, everyone? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And we love doing the show so much that we're committing to another 150 episodes right now.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know. I just wanted to do something a little different. Sometimes I try to mix it up.
I think that I'm not done until we get to 1,500.
Oh my, why 1,500?
I don't know, because it's 150 times 10.
A thousand is good enough for me. If we make it to 1,000 episodes, I'll actually be pretty surprised, because that's a lot of shows. That's, how many do we get through in a year?
Around,
50
around
roughly
50 maybe,
yeah, 50 or so. So yeah, that's a lot of years.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Radio is gonna be really cool,
and then we'll pass it down time to your child.
It'll probably be our grandchildren.
Yeah. Anyway, lots of great stuff on the way for you in this hour, the next 2 hours of the program, actually. And of course, we get the charts from earshot-online.com. what will you find if you go to that website? Brian's gonna let you know.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio port, coming out every single week with the national top 50 for the week ending on every Tuesday night. And you can go and check that out again at the fine website that Anthony just mentioned, earshot-online.com. Over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations submitting their own top 30 lists every single week that becomes that top 50, as well as specialty charts for roots, hip hop, blues, and much more. Interviews, reviews, and so much stuff to go check out. So go on over there right now.
Yeah, do it. We'll wait. You go ahead and go. And you can reach out to us a few ways. If you'd like to do it, it's earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in contact with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. Happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release, and we'll give you an interview. It's really great stuff. We're doing it in this program, actually. David R. Elliott is a Halifax based artist, but he has roots in St. John, New Brunswick, and he's going to be chatting with us about a new album that he has coming out in June, early June, which actually coincides with the conference. And I think I said this to you, I don't know if I said this to you on air or if I said it to Mike, or maybe I didn't say it anyway, but I feel bad because we typically have someone on at this time of year, because it's conference time and it's time for the awards, and we didn't really promote the awards this year. Selfishly, it's because I want to win, so I didn't want anybody to put their name in for the program. But no, I'm just kidding. But it is happening, and the awards the award process has closed. However, now it's in the selection process, and best of luck to everyone. And the conference coming up, and it's right here in St. John, New Brunswick. And as the conference coordinator, Brian, because you are the station manager here, things are coming along swimmingly, I assume.
Yeah, we're nearing the round of the bend. It's coming along very, very quickly, and it's a pretty exciting times here. It's going to be lots of awesome workshops and shows and all sorts of stuff, so can't wait to make it all happen.
All right, well, we hope to see you here if you're coming, and if you're not, still stuff to look forward to, big announcements coming up for that, and we've got a big show packed full of great stuff, including, as I said, that interview with David R. Elliott. We've got your music news, Brian's got your lowdown, and we have the top 20. We're going to get it started right now with your number 20, and we'll move on from there.
All right, Punctuation are in at number 20, debuting at number 31 the week before La Réalité Nue Suffit, And I chose a track called Super 8 because it's the only track not in French. And I was like, today I'm not going to embarrass myself, but it's probably really supposed to be Super 8. But anyway, at number 19, down from number 9 is Tough Age Plays Cubs Hot Dog Day. You're going to hear the cover Through My Hoop. And I Am Dump Bear by B.A. Johnson at number 18, down from number 11.
I don't know where that guy gets his song names from. I don't even want to know what Dump Bear means. Anyway, here's
Punk. You're going to hear all about it in a two-minute ditty.
Yeah, ditty. That's what it is. Punctuation and Super 8 is your number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Nothing, boy. Come out and
Earshot 20. Number 18.
She looks at me like I'm a dumb bear, like I'm rooting through garbage. She just don't care. Get in her car, roll up the window, drive away from the dump, forget this chump. She don't want me in her life, you know what I understand. No one wants a dumb bear to be their man. Wake up at 10, go down the stairs. Had a dream I'd see her in the apartment there. 'Cause when I see her out in the street, she looking at me, nothing but pity. I'm a dump bear, you know what, I don't mind. Though it's getting pretty lonely being left behind. I'm a dump bear, I don't mind. Though it's getting pretty lonely being left behind.
That was I Am Dump Bear by B.A. Johnson at number 18, down from number 11 is his latest record, Shit Sucks. At number 19, down from 9, Tough Age plays Cubs Hot Dog Day on Mint Records. You heard Through My Hoop and Punctuation with Super 8. At number 20, up from number 31, is their new sophomore release on Bonsund, La Realité Nous Suffit.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts. As we do every week, head to the phone line, chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, all the way from Toronto to your airwaves. Get lots of music news to talk about. And as always, Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
How is have you been enjoying the summer so far? Everything good in your neck of the woods?
It is. We had some unseasonably warm weather on the last weekend, which was like 20, 25, 26, felt like 28, 29. So a little too hot for my liking, to be honest, but I'm not going to complain yet.
Yeah, I always remind myself of the winter we had, and then I think, okay, yeah, I'm not going to complain. I'm gonna keep it cool here.
Yeah.
All right, well, hot weather and hot announcements when it comes to news, so let's talk about it and let's kick it off, and we'll talk first about ASAP Rocky, who has a new release.
Yes, he does. It seems like forever since 2013 when he dropped his debut full-length for his current label, but he's about to drop his new album at long last ASAP, and it finally now has a confirmed release date of June 2nd. Along with announcing the date, Rocky has now shared a track as well called Every Day. It features classic rock crooner Rod Stewart, believe it or not, as well as R&B singer Miguel and super producer Mark Ronson. It's a great song. You can hear it at exclaim.ca. He also recently revealed that the album would feature Juicy J, Licky Lee, FKA Twigs, and Clams Casino. He sometimes referred to the album as ALA, which is, of course, short for At Long Last ASAP, and he's dropped a series of tracks online, Indie, Lord Pretty Flacco, Joe Day 2, and M's along the way, many of which may end up on the album, but we will find out closer to the date, and certainly on June 2nd.
Some great names there that he's working with, so this definitely will be a great record, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we've got news. It's festival news and East Van Summer Jam, which I love the name of this festival. So anything else is icing on the cake for me.
It certainly rolls off the tongue. The Vancouver Festival has just unveiled the lineup to its 2015 edition, confirming it'll bring artists like Absol, Kalela, and Mayor Hawthorne out for the neighborhood party. The annual festival takes place on July 4th at Strathcona Park, situated just outside of downtown Vancouver. This year, they'll be mixing up the lineup to include out-of-town artists as well as a selection of local performers to ring out what they call, quote, a celebration of East Vancouver community, music, and culture, alongside people like the Top Dog Entertainment rapper Absol and Kalela. Will be artists like Esta, BJ the Chicago Kid, Kinney Star, Star Captains, and Chin Injetti, alongside others. It will also feature a soccer tournament and a barbecue, and is described as a dog-friendly event, so you can bring your pooch as well. Tickets are on sale now, and proceeds will go towards a series of charitable organizations, including the Music Tree, the Babubuka Foundation, Fresh Root, and Up With Hope. You can find more details about that at exclaim.ca.
It sounds like it's got something for everyone, so definitely a cool festival to check out.
And it rhymes.
And it rhymes. Coeur de Pirate has some news as well, and this is what we'll round out this hour with.
Yeah, she has a new album out. A month ago, Quebecois songwriter Coeur de Pirate returned with a new single. Now the musician, also known as Beatrice Martin, has confirmed that this will be followed with a new album. In a statement, she revealed that the album is called Roses, and it's due out on August 28th, a while from now. It'll be her third solo full-length. In recent years, she's recorded soundtracks for the drama series Trauma, as well as the video game Child of Light. But this new album will be the official follow-up to 2012's album Blonde. Currently, that's about as much as we know, but more details should emerge in the coming weeks and months. You can read more about the album from Coeur de Pirate, who released a statement about the album at exclaim.ca. She talks about the amount of emotion that went into this new album, and she's announced a massive tour schedule as well, which includes dates in Toronto and across Quebec, as well as a number of dates in France and Switzerland, Belgium, a few other European dates. So head to exclaim.ca to get more on that, and you can also listen to her single Carry On there as well.
And we will likely hear from her, not an artist who is shy to the charts. We've definitely heard from her before, and likely that album will be making its way into the countdown. All right, Stephen, I'm going to get you to hang on the line for a bit, and we'll be back with you as we do every week in the second hour of the program. But first, we're going to get back to the charts because we've got lots more great music on the way, and it's all kicking off with this. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Weed at number 17, up one spot. Their newest is called Running Back. Here's a track called Muscles. Following that is Sufjan Stevens, Drawn to the Blood.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
I'm drawn to the blood, the flight of a one-winged dove. How did this happen? How did this happen? The strength of his arm, my lover caught me off guard. To deserve this, with blood on my sleeve, Delilah, avenge my grief. How, God of Elijah, how, God of Elijah, as fire to the sun, tell me what I have done. How, heart of a dragon, how, heart of a dragon, for my prayer has always been love. What did I do to deserve this? Now, how did this happen?
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Drawn to the Blood by Sufjan Stevens. His latest record's called Carrie and Lowell, and it sits still at number 16, the only record sitting still this week. Didn't mention that in the first break. Big movements this week, including a new number one, so don't go anywhere. You're going to find out what is sitting atop the charts this week. And for that, at number 17, up one spot, was Weed from Running Back. You heard Muscles.
Okay, Sufjan or Sufjan? Which...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Mike and I had this.
I always thought it was Sufjan.
Okay, I don't know. Mike and I had this conversation too because it's a unique name and there's a J. I think he said Sufjan the first time.
I know is not right.
That's not correct. But anyway, it's Sufjan or Sufjan. But it's great album anyway. And we didn't mention this at the beginning, but there has been a lot of movement on the charts and exciting to see a new number one and potentially a contender for number one as well. In the mix that has jumped up high into the charts this week.
Yeah, there's actually a couple of those. There's one debut that we're going to get to here a little later in this hour of the show. A couple of records new to the show as well. And a new number one, new number two. Lots of stuff moving all around. And as I mentioned, only one album sitting still. So, you know, I had this, you know, we always kind of have this conversation about all the big records coming out in the summer. And I was having this conversation earlier this week with someone else about how less and less there's like a time that records come out just because it's so easy now to kind of like throw a record up online. But it is still the case that there's always some big jams coming out in the summer months. And so we're into May now, and definitely there's some big records that you want to get into your collection, and we'll be playing from lots of those today.
Well, and they still keeping in mind too, awards and mm-hmm. getting it out in time for awards like the Prism Prize and all of those awards. So, all right, we're going to get back into the charts and give you some more. And coming up in just a few minutes, you'll hear my chat with David R. Elliott and what he's got to say about his new album and the release show that he'll be doing in St. John.
Right, you're going to hear from Mikael Cronin, Made My Mind Up, from his latest MC3, and Toro y Moi at number 14, up three spots, is his new record, What For, and you're going to hear a track called Half Dome.
Number 14.
Friday night we go watch music.
That was Toro y Moi with the track Half Dome at number 14. Up from number 17 is the latest record What For and Mikael Cronin at number 15. Up from 19, MC3. And we heard the track Made My Mind Up.
It's a quick break from the charts right now to catch up with a Halifax-based artist who has roots in St. John, New Brunswick. David R. Elliott has a new album ready to drop June 4th. It's titled Sunshine. And David joins us to chat about the album. David, it's great to catch up with you again.
It is great to talk to you, man. It's always good to be on the radio in SJ. I miss you guys.
It's and we miss you too, but it's great to hear that you have something new coming out. Tell us a little bit about the album and you know where the ideas come from for this one.
Well, the new record's sort of a I guess it's the hardest I've worked on a record, I'd say. It's songs from a period that I sort of culled from like a 7-year period of writing. So it's a lot of stuff that hasn't, for one reason or another, ended up on another record already. But like, is, you know, some of my favorite stuff that I've written, but it's just like kind of never fit. Like none of it fit on Rearrange, and none of it fit on Sam Hill and stuff. So I kind of found a home for all of that stuff on this record. And it's definitely like some of my favorite stuff that I've ever done. And it's like, more of like a guitar rock record than I've put out before. Like it's more like a college rock, grunge, Nirvana kind of thing for me. So it was fun but difficult.
So there is a bit of a difference in terms of the sound or what you were going for and between this record and your previous releases.
Yeah, the last record is like pretty wildly different, I'd say, from this one in just about every way. The songwriting's a lot different, but it's also like just a different context to put my songwriting in. The last record was more about doing something really stripped down and really natural and really raw, and Mike Trask produced it that way. We did it in 4 sessions, I think, and we did it all to tape, mixed it on the board, and just like let it be and didn't touch any computers, and you know, it was that kind of thing. Very sort of straightforward, let the songs be. And this record's more of like a passion project for me. So like I produced this one in the studio, which is the first time I've done that. And I've been working on it since September, and it's been like, you know, getting the right people in and getting the right parts and figuring out the right arrangements. And then, you know, it was a long process of recording and overdubbing and mixing and mastering and all that stuff. So this one's like a lot more involved, and I think there's a bit more going on sort of stylistically. Like there's more of a wider range, I think, happening on this record. And it's sort of just like a self-portrait early 20s record, I think.
Very cool. And so now we've got some live shows to anticipate, and one of those being in the Port City, St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is recorded and broadcast from, and that will be on June 5th. And it's also part of the conference. We've kind of built that into the National Campus Radio Conference, which is being hosted in St. John. So it's exciting that we're going to be able to get out and enjoy that. Is there anything that varies in terms of the differences between what you would have, how you would have, I guess, presented the stuff from the old record and how you're going to present or perform stuff from this record?
Well, this time around, it's like for the album release tour, it's going to be like a 3-piece band, sort of just like a 3-piece rock band, I guess. It's like a little noisier. The record's a bit noisier, you know. There's like a taste of shoegaze on it. And sort of layers of guitars and stuff like that. So that's sort of, it's important to retain that for the album release shows. I'll be taking it down a bit for sections of the show, particularly at the St. John's show, which is at Taco Pica on Friday, the June 5th. It's gonna be the full band doing the full band songs from the record, but there are like a few quieter songs that I'll do, and I'll do like a couple of like older songs that people like, I think, and try to like have fun with it. And like, I don't know exactly what the set list is going to be, but it's going to be a lot of guitar noise and a lot of melodies, and it's going to be loud and quiet. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you can get a preview of the album at davidrelliott.bandcamp.com. Check it out and get the album in full when it's released. David, thanks for chatting with us, and good luck with the album.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here's a song from Sunshine right now, and more on the way from the charts after this. Stick around. You're listening to Your Shot 20. Extra.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Goggles.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Shot 20. Number 11.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And into the show at number 11, up from 26, that was Moon King from the record Secret Life, You Heard Impossible. Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld's new collaborative record debuts at number 12. It's called Never Were the Way She Was, and you heard a track called In the Vespers. Courtney Barnett with Aqua Profunda, that has an exclamation mark at the end, in case you couldn't tell with my pronunciation. And number 13, down from 5, her new one is called Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. And we also heard from David R. Elliott and a track from his forthcoming new record Sunshine, that was Silver Lining.
Yeah, great to chat with him, and thanks very much to David for joining us on the program. That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. Just tuning in, wondering what the show is all about? Well, myself, Anthony Emin, and Brian Cleveland count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We take it from the national top 50, and we do this every week on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, St. John, New Brunswick. It's where the show broadcasts first and where we record from. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You may also be listening to us online if you download the program from radio4all.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around in the next hour of the program. Your top 10, more from Steven. We have your lowdown as well. It's gonna be big. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.